Podcast Ranger.
This was not rehearsed. Just as we started recording, look who comes through the door!
Who came through the door?
Why, hello, Yellowcaster, Alagar.
Garcon!
Sorry.
Well, fine.
Welcome to X, everybody. I'm back! You thought you saw the last of me, but no!
They don't see you at all.
Yeah?
Sometimes they see you.
That's Gar. He's quote unquote here, but also not here, so.
I was about to say, like, they don't see you at all. It's an audio show.
If they go on my Facebook, they can see me. You look at pictures of me.
Very provocative pictures.
So yeah, I tried drinking the fucking Rabbit Tank sparkling can, and I turned to a smash, and yeah. But in actual reality, I got a stomach bug. So.
Which I spent the last week with. Hooray!
Everyone did, actually. Gar also got it, and
you've infected us all with your madness.
Yeah, so literally I spent all last weekend just lying in bed and watching Star Trek The Next Generation. So. And also, I threw up pink. It was awesome. I'll never do
Wait,
that
what?
Again. Well, because I had Pepto-Bismol and I just kept throwing it up, so.
Oh.
I threw up pink!
I managed to get out of the stomach bug without a single vomit, but I did spend all of Tuesday in the bathroom every hour.
Oh, jeez.
Less fun.
Welcome to my life Thursday night. Like,
welcome
week.
My regular Thursday night!
No, that was not a fun time.
Yeah, I know. I was there!
So I got some stuff last week. I got the sparkling full bottle, so it's fucking
no fucking shit.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Gar's got his own full bottle.
Hey, Gar.
Of Kool-Aid.
Do you have anything, just one thing to say at least?
Fuck off.
What are your thoughts on Battle Fever J? Well, now that you mention it.
Pretty good.
Okay. Can you join us for extra, bud?
Yeah, I'll join you for extra.
Yay!
What?
We're on headphones.
Good morning, Gar.
You can't hear any. You can't hear Emily because you have the headphones on. Good morning, Gar.
No, oh my gosh, I am so out of it. I apologize. I really just said that.
So I also got the Friendship Metal full bottle set, and so because I wanted to get the Friendship bottle because I feel like that's one of my personal full bottles for myself because I love Friendship, and
if it's not one light, it's the other light.
What happened? I can't see.
There's a light out in our building.
Cut this out, Anthony.
Fuck it.
So I found my own personal best match, so it's Friendship in Game, and I call it Friendly Gamer, and
it's not a canon best match.
I don't give a shit. So
this guy even made me, like, come up with, like, what the chime would be.
Yep. Oh, Gar's got his podcasting hat on.
Uh-oh.
So let me know, everyone who's listening, what are your personal full bottles, and what would your personal best match be? So, you know, comment in the video, or post it on Radio Center Cast Ranger Facebook group.
And if you know enough Japanese, come up with the chime for it.
Yeah.
Like, for his, the one I came up with was, Dachi de Kyoryok Play! Friendly Gamer!
Yeah!
I know, it's really good.
Yeah, so,
I just realized that if you combine the other one, if you combine Metal and Gamer, you can get Wreck-It Ralph.
There you go.
I mean, there's no racing bottle or candy bottle. I guess there's a cake bottle.
Oh, you're trying to be Raven.
Gar's put on a hat and opened his DS, so he's here to fill in for Raven.
He is Yellow Redcaster.
So orange?
Anyways, isn't this about news?
Okay, so...
Jesus Christ!
First bit of news...
You guys all missed the talking about being run over by a cool truck.
Yes, Emily feels...
Emily got
feels
run
like...
over by a cool truck. There you go. So, first bit of news, which is kind of distressing.
Uh-huh.
Those who have been following YouTube's changes that were announced this week...
Oh, God.
So they have changed the way their partner monetization program works, which means now to maintain monetization status, each channel needs to have over 1,000 subscribers and have over 4,000 total watch hours within the previous 12-month period. Which unfortunately means that the Cast Ranger channel, which is currently sitting at a cool 310 subscribers, is no longer eligible. So Cast Ranger is not getting ad money from YouTube anymore. So please allow me and forgive me to take this moment to once again tell you about our Patreon.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just going to yell out "fuck you, YouTube" as loud as you can.
Oh no!
Thank God.
I did that on Twitter.
Thank God.
I mean, yes, all 310 of you are awesome, and I love you all. But I would like to pay our spriters more than once every half a year. Let me just remind anyone who has any concerns that we don't make personal profit off of this production. This is completely a passion project, and all of the money we earn goes back into hosting the website, developing assets for the Cast Ranger game, and what was the other one? Equipment costs, like our mics and our hard drives for recording stuff. And
yes, how else can Ichi be the equipment wielder without equipment?
That.
And how can I be loyal and loud without, you know, proper sound equipment? And how can Gar explore the unknown without transportation? I mean, like, come on, people! We need help!
You lost it on the last one.
Good try, though.
Good try.
So, see, Emily's fine because she has that little spark of courage, and that's priceless.
Okay.
So.
Okay,
isn't
okay.
Isn't this a news show?
Well, this
I'm
is news.
Sure
We're not getting money anymore. So
I'm not sure if I really have that spark, but I was thinking of our transportation being a cool truck.
So I'm going to politely ask that everyone please check out our Patreon, and that is the best way to contribute to us if you enjoy what we do. Even as low as $1 a month helps, because it gets us closer to having the game done.
To quote Linkara, at this point we might as well throw our show up on Pornhub. At least we'll get paid there.
I'm tempted to do that.
Oh god, then we would be fucking...
Yes, we would be fucking...
Hentai Sex Ranger.
No!
Anyways, that's my plea. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Please.
On to the actual news.
Please help us. We're dying.
Hashtag comments for Lane. We haven't done that in
hashtag
a while.
Hashtag Star Ninja Cancer.
Blaze actually did it last week, but we haven't actually said hashtag comments for Lane on the show in a while.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Moving on to actual news. Yutaka Kobayashi, who played Kumon Kaito, Kamen Rider Baron,
my boy,
will apparently be carrying the 2018 Winter Olympic torch.
That's
cue his meme just holding the torch. Like he's on his side. No.
No.
Oh yeah. He's dropped
the
torch.
Yeah.
So our boy is gonna be bearing the torch.
Go home.
Okay.
Can that be the name of the episode? Actually, yeah, the name of the episode needs to be that, and then just exactly what Gar said. We just see the picture of Kaito on his side, just in agony, just with the torch, Olympic torch on the floor. Just being
done.
Like, oh, I dropped it! Yay.
Alright, so, that's the thing that's happening. Awesome.
Good job, Baron.
Power Rangers Hyperforce has apparently been having some problems.
Oh.
And who would have seen this coming? Apparently, their last showing only had about 800 viewers, and Saban has said that was not enough.
Ooh.
Their most recent episode was the first episode of the show that didn't have front page support from Twitch, so it looks like Hyperforce is sort of headed down the toilet. And
here's the problem. No one wants to sit there and watch other people play a tabletop game.
First off, you're wrong. The problem isn't that it's a tabletop game. The problem is tabletop games and Power Rangers don't mesh well together because Power Rangers is something that is very, very scripted, whereas tabletop games are supposed to be freeform. Mostly, I say that. There are people who prefer scripted adventures, but the problem is there's one example that I can cite that is perfectly illustrates the problem. I don't remember exactly the circumstances of what happened, but I watched episode one, and there was a role that they were doing to, like, perform a stunt in combat. and they failed the roll, and the GM let them re-roll it again, and they failed it again, and the GM said, well, whatever, let's just say you won, and we'll move on to the next part of the battle. That's why this doesn't work.
I've never played a tabletop game in my life, even though I want to, but that doesn't make... That defeats the whole purpose.
Exactly.
I played it a few times with Ichi and Mr. Savage Caster.
Yeah, I've played plenty of games. I'm terrible at remembering lore, but I'm pretty good at them.
You know what they should do? Make it a comic. People would like the concept better in comic form. Yeah.
The concept of Hyperforce is awesome.
The other problem is the cringy acting of Power Rangers doesn't fit well with something that's supposed to be in a relaxed, friendly atmosphere like playing a tabletop game.
Or just turn it into some kind of like little fan film or something.
It just doesn't help when you have two actors that actually were on Power Rangers and the rest are YouTubers that are Power Ranger fans, a.k.a. Yeah. Oh, we'll give you money if you just say you like Power Rangers. Okay. Look at you, Andre.
Ouch.
I mean, Andre's cool, but... Anyway, so we're not sure what is in the cards for Hyperforce, but it does not look good. Next, we have rumors about a potential Q-Ranger versus Space Squad movie.
Space Squad Chapter 2?
That'd be awesome.
So rumors coming from 2chan state that the Q-Ranger versus Space Squad movie is the title of the upcoming film, which will occupy the slot reserved for a direct-to-video Super Sentai Returns film, which is usually released in June.
Okay.
As the title suggests, the Q-Rangers will team up with the Space Squad, led by current Yavan, composed of space-themed or based Sentai and Metal Heroes, to defeat Genmaku. Which would make sense because the Q-Rangers have had a run-in with Gavan and the Deca-Rangers previously.
It's probably what that was also, was just a tease maybe for that, possibly.
Well, no, the Q-Ranger episode was more or less to tie in towards the Deca-Ranger-Gavan movie.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. So, that'd be cool. We'll see what happens.
I want to see Beetleborgs.
Right?
Because they were in the...
Jugo B-Fighter?
Yeah, they were in the shots when they were mentioning Metal Heroes.
Absolutely.
Honestly, bring back Ikiter. Bring back, like, the new one.
I could see them doing that. Are you saying they're going to reboot him? Again?
We still need to watch that movie.
It's on the list, trust me. Jesus Christ. It's on the list. We have a plan.
Gar wants his Ikiter month.
We have a plan.
We have a plan, don't worry.
Moving forward. Here's an interesting bit of trivia. The guy who played Chase, Taiko Katono, despite obtaining a driver's license in the show, doesn't actually have a driver's license.
Oh?
Okay.
Did he lose it?
No, he never got one.
What?
Some people can go their whole lives without driving a car.
This was really...
So that's the man that doesn't have a driver's license.
This was revealed in a recent event to promote his new drama, Midnight Supercar. Is it a Knight Rider offshoot?
Oh my god. I bet he had to get his license for this movie.
I mean, I know I have a one-track mind, but all I could think was Midnight Cool Truck. But you're right, Midnight Supercar sounds like a bootleg Knight Rider toy, like that you'd find at like a dollar store.
Midnight Supercar.
It's not Knight Rider, it's Midnight Supercar, best of quality.
Midnight Cool Truck sounds like a drive shift car.
It sounds like something Fails would review on Bootleg Zone.
I kind of like the idea of Midnight Cool Truck being a shift car.
Cool truck!
Wait, so does he
Was there
car?
Ever, like, a Deco Truck shift car? Because if there wasn't...
Yeah, it's Deco Traveler.
Yeah, Deco Traveler.
That's good. I have to watch more than 2 episodes of Drive.
Yep.
Don't we use a chime from a shift car for the extra?
Yes, the one from Colorful Commercial.
That's it.
Colorful Commercial!
Taiko Katono, who played Chase, was quoted... He was asked by an interviewer if he would like to drive the show's main car, the Nagoya 2000 GT, and he replied that he can't drive it because he doesn't have a license yet, which is weird because in Drive, he's seen driving a motorcycle and a truck.
Well, that's stunt actor.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently in his upcoming drama, Midnight Supercar, he will play the role of Ricardo, a Japanese-Brazilian character working in a car factory with his grandfather.
Whoa.
His name is Ricardo?
Yeah.
He's half Japanese, half Brazilian, apparently.
I guess that's what he's growing the mustache for.
Huh.
Well, they I guess that's the Brazilian part of it, was the mustache.
Ricardo.
But I bet they made him half Brazilian just so they could make his name Ricardo.
Sure.
Like, because it has car in it.
Oh!
God.
Fuck!
Damn.
Wait, what? That wasn't what you guys were thinking, too?
I didn't think of that.
What?
His name's Ricardo because it has car in it.
Ricardo.
So, Midnight Supercar is a series that will be premiering March 28th at 10 p.m. on the NHK channel in Japan.
Oh, I know that channel. That's where Kaiju Club aired.
Cool.
Welcome to
it. Yay! Someone did the thumbnail already! Woo!
Oh my god.
Thank you.
No, it has to be the actual Olympic torch.
I'll do it. Don't worry about it. Moving on.
That's so fucking good.
Also, also, you use the old logo. And the wrong show. We're doing extra. Moving on. We have a better look at the Yudo, Power Ranger, and Lupin Ranger candy toy figures.
I need it!
I need it!
Those do look cool.
I have already asked our buddy FaceCore to get the Lupin Blue figure for me. And, like, the female figures look awesome, but then, like, if you look at, like, where the legs meet the body for the males, you can kind of see where the design of these are not super great. But if you can look past that, these figures are not bad.
According to an interview that I saw, Bandai actually listened to the complaints that there were of the Q-Ranger ones, and they improved on them.
Cool.
So, like, they're harder plastic. They made the whole team less stickers.
And look, there's this one shot here that shows the weapons they come with, and they look pretty nice.
And hands.
Yep.
Oh, so someone made a notice on, like, I was on Twitter, and someone made a notice about the Versus Changers with, like, the Lupin version and the Pato version.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the Versus Changer, on the Lupin Ranger side, it's a landing strip, and then for the Pato Ranger side, it's a parking spot.
Okay, that's
kind of... Like, park a car and land a plane.
Well, I mean, they both attach to the same side of the Versus
Changer.
No,
I know, but the joke is, like, one looks like it's on a landing strip, and the other one looks like it's on a parking spot.
I guess.
I think that's clever.
So, yes, yeah, those are coming. No information on pricing or release date, but they're happening.
Which side are you guys on for this show?
Lupin Ranger.
I'm on Pato Ranger side.
Of course you are.
Because I like the cops. They're cool.
You mean the football players?
And I like Genpachi-san. He's cool.
I'm on the Pato Ranger side because I like Law and Order. Because I had a dream where I was the white Pato Ranger for some reason, which doesn't exist. But...
So Deca Break?
I don't know. In the dream, I was they picked random people out of an audience and to take that role, and you had to just shoot a gun at random shifts.
Also, the Pink Ranger's name is Tsukasa, and I fucking love that.
Oh my god, really?
The name Tsukasa? Yeah.
Have you not watched the sub of the trailer?
I did, but I don't remember the names.
Yeah, and then I wasn't here last week, so like I watched the trailer, so that was interesting. So yeah, fucking. Lupin Red is, like, Oja's fucking long-lost son.
Yep.
Fucking Pato Green or whatever like that is fucking
Beatbuster's
long-lost son. And then Pato Red is fucking Genpachi from Drive's long-lost son.
Pato Ichigo, Pato Nigo.
I know.
You're both wrong. It's Patren Ichigo and Patren Nigo.
Sorry.
I mean, I think that if there were a white Pato Ranger, it absolutely positively should be anyone but me.
Well, I think it'd be funny if we do end up with a white Pato Ranger. We'll see.
How would that work?
It wouldn't be anywhere near the first thing Cast Ranger predicted.
Well, it wasn't really a prediction. It was a weird dream I had that was mostly about fighting an AI.
But dreams are all about predictions.
I really hope that the fourth and fifth Pato Rangers, if they become a thing, they're just like a cop duo, and they ride a motorcycle with a sidecar.
I am so
okay,
hoping
that
for
would
a
be
third
super
team.
Cool.
I want that.
We need a cop who doesn't play by the rules, who works and then works with both teams.
Ooh, a dirty cop! Yeah, I'm a dirty cop ranger. That'd be awesome.
When he's not afraid to get his hands
like
dirty.
It's like a duo of like that's like good cop, bad cop.
Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah,
and he'll just like have two forms.
Wait, so punch and counter
bad
punch?
Cop from a Lego movie?
Oh.
Liam Neeson? Yes.
No. Just have it be Murtaugh and what's his face from fucking Lethal Weapon. Donald Glover and or Danny Glover and Mel Gibson.
Riggs? Was it Riggs?
Oh yeah, Riggs and Murtaugh.
I only know
how the fuck do you know?
Because I watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Oh, that's the reason.
All in favor, say die.
The other thing I noticed about the Lupin Rangers helmets, like someone did fan art of like their helmets from the sides, and if you look at them while their heads are pointed to the left, their hats look like L's.
God damn it.
I know that's a really stupid thing to highlight, but I thought it was funny.
I mean...
Oh my goodness, it just occurred to me.
What? Right?
They're top hats.
Are you fucking serious?
Wow.
Yeah,
they're...
Very good!
Yeah, and then if you go down to Patrol Ranger, their helmets are police caps.
Police hats. I thought it was a badge.
My favorite fucking Simpsons show.
They have badges on them and on their chests.
Yeah. Oh, I love the Power Rangers fucking suits.
You know what else is really funny to look to notice? Hmm? Their belt buckles are, they look like actual belt buckles, just like the Cast Ranger suits.
Oh.
You stole my bitch!
You stole my bit! You stole my belt!
Anyways, these do look like very, very nice figures.
Alright.
Oh, they also have bow ties. Oh.
I don't know about that, but I do see why you think that. We'll see. Next, we have official images of the Good Striker, which is the big carrier-type Zord that combines with either set.
Go on, you're called. It want their mecha back.
They want Corrugator back.
Yeah.
So, it has a plan mode for the Lupin Rangers and a car mode for the Power Rangers.
That's two.
For the price of one.
So you can buy this separately, and it's set for a March 3rd release.
See, what I love what Bandai's been doing for, like, their toy,
releasing different combinations?
No, but not even that. Just having, like, a Lupin Ranger version and a Pato Ranger version. Like, I like that for the Versus Changer, where they just have, like...
Well,
two different sets.
With this, it's the same Zord. It just transforms into both forms.
Yeah, but like I said, like I like for the Versus Changer, you can get a Lupin Ranger set or a Pato Ranger set.
Yeah, but I'm the guy that just wants to buy just one set that comes with both.
Well, sadly.
Well, the thing is, you can get one of the sets, and then each of the other little gimmick figures are super cheap.
Okay.
All right, and next we have images on something I know you wanted. Not only are they releasing the vehicles separately and the Good Striker separately, but they are going to be putting together Lupin Kaiser and Pat Kaiser sets, which will have the entire Megazord for each set.
Wow.
Wait, so all six?
No, like all the Good Striker and the three Zords for each team.
Okay.
So you can get the Lupin Kaiser set or the Pat Kaiser set.
Okay.
Both sets will also be released on March 3rd. No info on price for that set.
Funny how it comes out March 3rd. Show premieres in February.
We're getting Brave level 100 in a couple months. Clearly, this is not a concern.
Yeah, but that's like a high-end figure. This is meant for like a running show.
Maybe that's the debut of the Megazords. Maybe for the first few episodes of LVP, we just won't get the Megazords.
Oh, maybe.
I mean,
that happened in GoBusters. We didn't get GoBustro until like nine episodes in.
Well, yeah, but that's because we had Ace.
The Megazord in GoBusters is named GoBustro?
Yes, yeah. And it has rabbit ears, and it's my favorite Megazord in all of Sentai.
Like testosterone, but...
No, O. O-H.
Yeah, GoBuster.
Oh, GoBuster. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, because
I thought you said GoBusterone, and I was thinking.
No. GoBusterone.
Because isn't O the Japanese word for king?
Yes. King, yeah.
So GoBuster King.
The Megazords are always either O or Jin for God or Kaiser for.
Or
that's
if you
want to
get nostalgic, Robo.
That too.
Hey, Battle Fever Robo.
Hang
on. No, you gotta call Battle Shark.
But yeah, the reason they didn't do Go Buster O immediately is because they had Go Buster Ace.
That's true. Yeah.
Anyways, next. We have shown at a recent display are a bunch of SIC Kamen Rider Gaim figures, including Ryugen, Zangetsu, Baron, Ryugen Yomi, Lord Baron, and Zangetsu Shin.
Yeah.
They're all really pretty.
God, Lord Baron looks awesome.
Yeah, poop. Abomination. Jesus.
No release information for these as they are currently prototypes, so.
I mean, I like Ryugen Yomitsu Hegari just because that was just like how far Michi just is just like, I'm going to fucking, I will die to kill you!
He became rotten. Rotten to the core.
Ooh.
He was dining with the devil.
And the devil won.
He won dinner?
I don't know, I'm still thinking of that song, I Fought the Law, and...
there you go, you fixed it, good job.
Anyway. Also shown off, surprising, X-Zade Sports Action Gamer Level 3 SH figure art.
So you see, this might mean we might get Laser Level 3.
I can only fucking hope at this point, but I'd prefer Level X right
but
now.
I actually like to think that the reason they did this was because they already had the mold for Genmu Level 3, so they're like, hey, they're just fucking palette swaps, so fuck it. It's not that hard.
And then you see Cronus right there.
Yep.
Yep.
And fucking Laser Duck in the corner. Right. And you can even, like, in this one shot, you can even see Genmu Level 3 in the fucking reflection.
Well, no, it's in the other display case.
No,
well,
that's... whichever. That's Emu's darker self reflecting off of him.
Guys, there's a giant Dan Kuroto display right beside it.
Yeah, I know. I have a picture of it saved on my phone. It's fucking
speaking of Genmu
glorious.
Being a dark reflection of X-Zade, the Dark Seiza Blaster was released recently, and we saw a video review of it.
Yeah! So if you put the X8 Q-Tama in the Dark Seiza Blaster, it says Kamen Rider says Genmu Q-Tama, and I was like, oh my god!
That's brilliant.
Oh my
no,
god!
No, so yes, confirm the Dark Seiza Blaster does read other Q-Tamas, so that's
which
fucking cool.
Which makes it really tempting, but it's $150!
I still think that's worth it.
It's a crossbow on my arm that reads all the Kitama I have, and I want it, but it's so hard.
You know what would make it worth it? Mm-hmm. If it was show accurate size.
Yeah. It's still like...
wonder why it isn't. Well, I guess so the toy's working.
It's because it's for children.
Yeah, but I don't think...
yeah, but it's premium Bandai, isn't it?
Yeah, it's premium Bandai. Like, it would have been nice for them to be like, you know what, let's just make it normal size.
I mean, you can customize it so it has, like, the actual, like... thing. People have done it.
I'm like, if I get really desperate, you could just customize it so the handle's just not there, and you can just hold it like a gun.
Love go, it. Go, gadget gun. Oh, that's an old Smosh joke.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Go.
So once again, this is a prototype, no release information available at this time, but honestly, if they put this out, I'd strongly consider buying it, because... even though I like not much about X-Zade, this form, as I've gone on record many times saying, is like the perfection of X-Zade's personal motifs.
Yep.
Next. Out of left fucking field, releasing Gentaro's Friendship Dog Tags from Forze.
Alright. He wore
dog tags. Yeah, I was like, I don't remember him wearing dog tags.
Is he even in the
based
military?
On what Gentaro wore in the TV series and his recent appearance in the Heisei... oh, so this is a thing that happens in the movie, I guess.
Oh. In what, did he join the army?
I don't know.
Maybe he is a part of the teacher military.
In the Heisei Generation's final Build an X-Zade with Legend Riders film, the dog tag is made of silver 925, features the character of Friendship hidden in the design, premium Bandai web exclusive, 12,343 yen... that, my friends, is a motherfucking $130 set of dog tags.
Well, they better be actual metal.
They better be fooling us because it's coming out in April.
Cool.
You know whose dog tags I actually wouldn't mind owning?
It was
Logan's.
I figured you were going to say that.
Come on, man. Like, just the only thing that he has left of his past is his dog tags.
I want new ones. What do you want them to say?
Wolverine.
Logan.
No, if you're going to release something of Gentaro's, fucking release his shoes. He had like fucking awesome like flame Converses. They were awesome.
Or his hairstyle.
No, well, you can just easily get a
release his whole hairstyle.
Just a wig.
Yeah, it's a
I mean, that wig probably exists plenty.
God, if they make a CSM Forza driver,
A CSI Forza?
CSM.
Would you buy a CSI Forza? Forza?
Dun, dun.
I don't know.
Would you?
That's Law and Order.
What? CS...
No, he did the dun dun, and I'm like, that's Law and Order.
I don't care!
Sorry, SIC.
SIC?
I said CSI.
CSI Forza. Yeah! Bam, bam.
This belt's real good.
Oh, my God. Just, oh, God, I feel like an idiot now.
A CSI Forza? What the fuck are you talking about?
You can tell how tired I am.
Kisaragi Gintaro, hard detective.
Just,
Jesus Christ.
Uchu. Uchu. Kita.
Yeah! Forza! Kaza!
God damn it.
Oh, yeah!
What's next?
Marie Itoyo, who played Yayoi, a.k.a. the second Kyoryu Violet in Kyoryuger.
Oh, so one of your waifus.
Yeah, is releasing her first photo book.
Well, I know what you're going to be downloading.
Oh. So,
here's the weird part. It's called No Gazpacho.
Wait, like the soup?
Yeah! What the fuck?
Are we sure it isn't the Genstapo from fucking Drive GP?
So, the actress has released said album to commemorate becoming a 20-year-old.
Oh, she's 20?
They were taken in Spain's Andalusian region, and were also the first time she visited the area. And the photos will, of course, feature her in fashionable outfits and swimsuits. This No Gazpacho was released January 4th and cost 2,200 yen. You can order it now by going to cdjapan.co.jp.
I remember the scene from Curager where she finally became a Curager, and she's just walking down the sidewalk, pulls out the gun, just dee 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 dee, does a little dance and stuff. Everyone's watching her. I wasn't doing anything. No, shut up.
I liked it when she went up to Amy, Ami, and just went, "If you fucking think about going towards trying to get with Daigo, I will fucking murder you." What? Hi.
I will feed you to Plezzo.
Oh, and there's also that meme where like Daigo's hugging Ami.
Oh yeah, it's you see her, fucking
see
bitch.
Her again.
That fucking bitch.
That fucking bitch.
Yeah. And then she had some gazpacho.
It was good. It was real good.
But yeah. Is she better than Kendall?
You know what? I saw a side by side comparison
really
picture
hard?
Of Kendall. No, I saw a side by side picture of Kendall and Yayoi, and I was like, "Oh my god!" They kind of look similar, like sort of.
Next, Uchu Sentai Q Rangers All Star Complete Collection album has been revealed.
Jesus Christ!
Oh, everyone gets a character song. You get a character song.
Yeah, Cerise
you
is
get
pointing.
A character song.
Cerise is pointing at Stinger. You get a character song.
Yeah, you get a character.
You get to shut the fuck up.
Oh god, if we have just a song of just Rompo singing, yes, please.
I mean, he has his own theme song, Ryu Commander.
Yeah, he does.
So pre-orders for this album are now open via CD Japan. This album collection contains all songs used in the series. You know. Though all of those insert songs, like
Lucky
remember.
Star, Rebellion of Justice, and Say the Cure.
Hold on. Okay, Rebellion of Justice by the Soul of Three Brothers, which includes Akira Kushida, aka the voice of the fucking O's driver. So I'm interested.
I thought you were gonna say the voice of the effing ocean. And what?
Say the Q Ranger, Take the Universe by Psychic Lover from Project R. So that'll be good. Legendary Ho-Oh Soldier by Shinichi Ishihara, that should be good. Q-Let the Chance, absolutely.
Yep.
Q-Tama Ando, which we know is good. Ultimate Invincible Q-Ranger by Tomohiro Hatano, also of Project R. Q-Reno, that's the theme for the Megazord. Miracle Star for Shishi Red Orion. Big Battleship Battle Orion Ship by Project R.
Wow.
That's a lot of...
Q-Tama...
Use of the word ship.
Q-Tama Dancing... which is the ending. Lucky Star... And then it comes with second versions of Lucky Star, Q-Tama Dancing, and Q-Tama Ando. Interesting.
Oh, I want...
Maybe it's like the second verse version.
I want the cute Tama undone.
Oh, and that's all just disc one. Disc two is like
the
themes.
The character songs.
Oh my god. Lucky Smile, Scorpion Song, Agepoyo Dance for Balance. Or, oh, for Balance and Nagare. Katakishi for Hammy. Dreaming Android. Bravo Yellow! You Commander, Path of the Dragon. Blue Sky Boy. I'm Legend!
In full caps.
Someone needs to make the I Am Legend poster, but with Tsurugi, and I'm surprised no one's done that yet. I don't know why no one's done that yet.
Right?
No one.
Ichirin no Kage, Invisible Bond, Lucky Miracle Paradise, the TV commercial jingle for Luxury Heaven, Space Dragon Palace Castle by Hoshi Minato. Oh, it does come with a bunch of Hoshi Minato songs!
Yay! Oh, probably the one that's like the one that we heard like throughout some of the show.
Lucky Miracle Paradise. And a second version of it.
Oh, cool.
Nice. I gotta get this album.
Yeah, you gotta get this album.
So, anyone looking to purchase the album, it's 3,800 yen and will be releasing January 24th.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Neat.
Lucky's like, buy my album!
Buy my book!
Buy my book.
Well, there's no songs for Garu or Chim.
I guess not.
You don't deserve them.
Guess
you just hear Garu howling in the back of Lucky's theme.
Oh my god.
Guess when you're, you know, the last of your race, you don't get your own insert song.
Oh, I have something to talk about with that. With this
Hold on, I'm
going to
double check that list there. Yeah.
Garu doesn't need a song.
What? What do you mean?
I got that on the last of my race blues.
No. His song is just, it's not easy being green, but replace green with blue. And if he says blue in the song, replace it with green.
Garu, what's wrong? I'm a dog.
I'm a dog.
Yes, the one you kiss.
No. At all.
I saw Hugh Grant singing a prison uniform today.
Okay.
Is that
with Hugh Grant?
Yeah.
Were you Grant still doing shit?
Yeah.
Why were you in the prison?
I don't know. Got umbrellas. He was tap dancing.
I fell off the jungle gym, and when I woke up, I was in here.
Wait, was that the Great Showman?
No, it was a Paddington 2 of all things.
Paddington.
Why were you watching Paddington 2?
Hey, Padding Bear's fucking awesome. You leave him and his marmalade alone.
He's the more.
Just see the first one. I still haven't seen it, so that doesn't make sense to see Paddington 2.
Well, no, I work. Like it's not my work. I have to see the ending.
Can I go to sleep now?
No.
No.
We're trying to embarrass the more intellectual Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, once you start using the word intellectual, I stop listening. Next, Ace Toys, a Hong Kong figure company, have revealed they will be producing 1/6 scale figures for the Mighty Morphin Red and Green Rangers.
The figures
will have fabric bodysuits and detailed weapons, belts, and helmets.
Ooh.
So, these look pretty good.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
Are you raising your hand, Gar?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Who cares?
Mighty Morphin fans? So, pre-orders will open next month with a price of around $110. These are, keep in mind, these are third-party figures and are not officially licensed.
Gar,
so.
For man who loves Power Rangers, you sure hate the, like, original show.
I just hate how everyone sucks on the original's dick.
To quote Cell... Remember Mighty Morphin? Remember Mighty Morphin? Yeah.
Oh.
Gar
didn't exist back then.
Gar, you are just the epitome of humanity's desire to be contrarian.
What?
You don't like X-Aid because we were so we were so hype about it. You don't like Mighty Morphin because everyone else is so hyper about it and nostalgic about it. You're a contrarian.
You love Ghost
like most
because
people.
We hated Ghost.
Wait, you love Ghost?
Gar loves Ghost.
Tom is the biggest contrarian I've ever met.
I didn't know he loved Ghost. I love Ghost.
I love Ghost.
It was okay.
I felt like after I was finished from my stomach flu, I felt like posting a screenshot from Ghost where Takaru just screams, "I'm hungry." Because that's how I felt. I was hungry. And then I had dairy. My coworker said, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
No, I just want to see fucking, oh my god, I forgot his name. I'm such an asshole.
What?
What's Spectre's name?
Makoto.
Makoto. I'll show you my way of eating!
Just whips out, like,
takoyaki.
I'll show you, it just, like, whatever fucking Alan's line is, just, like, I'll show you, like, what's in my stomach.
That, now I'm just thinking of Sonic from Super Smash Bros. Brawl when he gets the final...
Now I'll show you, yeah. Hey! Or my favorite, now I'll blow you!
Wow.
He's just blowing a guy super fast.
Super Smash Brothers indeed.
More Smash, more Smash.
Sorry, but Kevin brings up the meme in me.
Gross.
Smash Brothers Brawl is my favorite Smash.
Next. Power Rangers Legacy 6.5-inch figures.
Ooh. What we got? Go down.
We got...
Oh, look, it's Tommy! Of course it's Tommy!
Dino Thunder Black.
Yep.
Black Dino Thunder Ranger.
Dino Thunder Black, Dino Thunder Black, Dino Thunder Black, and...
Dino Thunder Yellow.
The figure that won't be released in the set. It'll just magically vanish.
Probably.
Which, about the Yellow Ranger figure, I find it odd that she's the one that comes with the torso and not the Red Ranger figure.
What do you mean, torso?
Okay, so these figures come with a Build-A-Figure piece.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For the Megazord, and usually the Red Ranger comes with the body.
You know why?
The green Zeo Ranger came with the torso, and the yellow's coming with the torso.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to stop you right there. Do you know why?
Hold on, I'm going to stop you right there, because someone in our chat did what we asked.
Oh my god! It's beautiful! I'm, like, legit.
That's perfect!
I might actually make that my phone background.
Just, I am legend, and then just in the tagline, Nante Kota.
Just Ore wa Densetsu.
Nante Kota.
Thank you to Blaze, our good friend Spellcaster.
Oh my god. As a huge love for Tsurugi, I love this.
So Lane, you may resume interrupting Gar.
Yeah, so I'm going to stop you.
Okay, Kanye.
So, do you know why the red Zero Ranger figure doesn't come with the torso? Because it's a Tommy figure. Green Ranger, Tommy, didn't come with anything. White Ranger, Tommy, didn't come with anything. Black Ranger, Tommy, doesn't come with anything.
Well, they're not
Red Ranger.
They're Tommy not showing the Build-A-Figure piece, but he comes with the leg of the Dino Thunder Megazord.
Wouldn't the Blue Ranger come with the...
No, he comes with his arm.
Oh, like, yeah, because the Red Ranger fucking... The Red T-Rex Zord takes up, like, the body and legs.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's fucking weird.
No, what's still weird is that... These figures, man.
Oh, yeah, no, the Legacy line, like, it had so much... Like, to quote Obi-Wan from Episode 3, you were the chosen one.
You had so much potential.
Look how awkwardly shaped the females are, especially Zeo Pink. Christ.
Well, I mean, her helmets always looked like that.
Not the helmet, the torso.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh, poor Cat.
She needs a sandwich.
Cat's my favorite Pink Ranger, too.
Someone give this poor figure a sandwich.
Jesus Christ.
I'm kind of disappointed. Still, I don't care. I will complain to this to the very day. They should come with their signature weapons.
Yeah,
right?
I agree. Hardly.
And we have Zeo Blue.
It's my favorite Ranger.
I thought Adam was your favorite.
Halt, creep.
Rocky and Adam are my favorite Rangers.
Yeah, well, you know what Rocky is though? He's so stupid.
And there's Tommy as Zeo.
There is Tommy.
Fucking Tommy.
Hashtag
Starface motherfucking red suit.
Hey, I like the Zeo suits. They're nice.
2+2. Doesn't equal 3, bitch.
You know what's funny? Someone was making a complaint. Like, I made a post on, like, the Power Rangers thing about the Zero Ranger gold figure. I'm like, what if they just made it shitty like that on purpose to let people customize it themselves? And then a lot of people actually laughed at me and went, no, that's not the reason.
No, probably not.
No.
Oh, and even in this news article, they explain, or they even mention, it's like, we're still awaiting update on the Zeo Yellow Ranger figure.
Who was supposed to be part of the last set, but hasn't been released yet.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Nor has White Dino Thunder Ranger figure.
Now, that one I don't understand.
I think he's a part of the next wave afterwards with the Psycho Rangers.
Maybe.
Give me my red Lightspeed Rescue Ranger figure.
Really, if all the Rangers to keep going with... Oh, let's make Psycho Rangers.
I'm surprised they're doing them at all.
Like, yeah, it's nice. 20th anniversary of In Space. Fine, makes sense.
Hey, at least you're getting your Lord Drakon.
Hey. Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, but I was going to say, you know what they really need to celebrate Power Rangers in Space? Mm-hmm. Figures of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Next Mutation.
Oh, I would buy them.
No,
including Venus de Milo!
No.
Fuck the haters!
Before we go to the next news article, because I know what's going to be, I got one quick news update.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes?
So, Emma Lahana, who was the yellow Dino Thunder Ranger, Emma, will be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe as a part of Cloak and Dagger.
Cool.
Yeah. So now she can be with the white Jungle Fury
Ranger. Hold on. Which Ranger was she?
The yellow Dino Thunder Ranger.
Her name was Kira, not Emma.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it was Kira.
Emma.
Emma was like
sorry,
Pink
Emma's
Samurai.
Her actor's name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kira's my favorite Yellow Ranger in Power Rangers.
She screamed real good.
And sang really well. What's the last story?
I'm glad you're here, Gar, because you can tell us about this.
Oh, boy. It's more Shattered Grid. I wasn't here for Shattered Grid.
Are y'all ready to shatter your pants?
Oh, y'all ready to shit yourselves for the best Power Ranger story ever?
My joke was better.
I know you're worse.
Yeah, that wasn't even a joke, Gar. I'm sorry.
I know it wasn't. Have you ever heard of Jesus?
Let's
not go there.
Yes.
Right, close enough. Anyways, more information has arisen for the Power Rangers Shattered Grid comic event by Boom Studios. One which is that we have seen a cover for issue number 26.
Several covers.
Yeah, several covers, and they announced the annual for 2018, which will also be a tie-in for the comic. Or for the Shattered Grid event. It is thunderstorming outside.
Cool.
It's Jen!
Yeah, so issue 26 cover, which in quotes, not in quotes, but not final art.
I just want like the big text from the Garo DVD. Okay, art not final!
I'm not gonna lie. I want to just take this picture and then just get someone to draw over her with Pinkcaster instead. That would be the most epic fucking thing for me personally ever, and I would keep that as my phone wallpaper.
Get mean to do it.
Yeah, okay, any artists who are listening to this, can you take this picture of the Pink Time Force Ranger and just draw me over her? That'd be amazing.
Oh my god.
And watch, someone's actually gonna not do Pinkcaster and do actually me. I'll be like, I can't be mad.
Did this take you from the ice bucket challenge video that you did years ago?
Oh god, that was awful. David couldn't even lift the fucking thing.
Anyways, the next cover is of nostalgia for the 90s comic.
Fucking Alien Rangers.
In which it shows off the Alien Rangers with their Battle Borgs?
Yeah, it was either the Battle Borgs or the Shogun Zords. I don't remember which is which.
I don't know, I know them by their Cocker Ranger name, the Juso Fighters.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, Alien Rangers.
They're ninjas for some fucking reason.
They're even doing the little poses they did in their non-Ranger forms.
Alright. Next cover. Next cover is a giant-ass...
It's Forever Red.
Yeah, it's Forever Red Extended Edition.
Yeah, and the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, Red Ranger, is in it twice. You see him there, and then with the Dragon Shield.
Yeah.
Wait, really? Yeah. Oh, fuck! Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck's up with that?
Yeah, the Wild West Red Ranger.
Oh, my God!
Again, it's Tommy and Rocky,
yeah.
And then...
Oh, yeah, and then there's him again with the blaster.
Yeah.
I think.
But the two that confuse me the most, if you go up, are those two.
Psycho Red?
No, like the two in the center.
Is that Lupin Red?
No, it's not Lupin Red.
It looks like him.
Either it's from the future event, what they did in the comic, and the next one above it is from the Pink Ranger storyline that they did. But aside from that, I have no idea who those two are.
I don't know. Even Wolzard Fire's here.
Yeah, Wolzard Fire...
Psycho Red, and I think that's A Squad?
Yeah, that's A Squad. Every Red Ranger.
That's super cool. There's my boy Carter.
And then you just have TJ. Yeah! I mean.
Nito
Burrito.
And then there's the annual for 2018, in which it'll tie in RPM, Mighty Morphin, Zeo, InSpace, and SBD.
That's cool. So we got Trini, I forgot his name, the red RPM.
Scott.
TJ, Jason, and Sydney.
Or it could be Trey. Trey of Triforia.
Fuck yeah. Trey.
Hey, he was cool.
No, Jason was better.
I am Trey of Courage, I am Trey of Wisdom, and I am Trey of Heart.
And I am Trey of Go Fuck!
This is actually something I saw on Jason Derek Frank's Instagram. Someone actually made him a, like, awesome, like, a Lord Drakon Ranger costume, and he actually, like, wore it and took pictures, and it's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, there were rumors going around saying that he was going to be the one to be in the 25th anniversary of the Power Ranger episodes.
Be the one.
Where did Ninja Steel Rangers fight him? But I also do like how it's like a shattered mirror.
Yep.
Tying in all the Rangers.
Speaking of Lord Drakon, there he is. And Dougie!
Yeah. And then there's a variant cover for the annual.
And I think that's supposed to be,
Lauren?
Yeah, Lauren.
Yeah. Also, Shinken Red. There's InSpace, Dial Charge, RPM again.
I like this cartoony art style that's going on in this one.
You also see the Time Force Megazord.
And the original Megazord and the SPD base.
Oh. Kruger! What are you doing here?
Because Doggy's awesome, that's why.
You mean Anubis?
He has both names in both versions.
Was he also known as Doggy in SPD?
Yeah. Some people... Anubis, called him Doggy.
Oh, I thought everyone just called him Commander Kruger.
Well, that, but out of respect, but his name was Anubis Doggy Kruger. Anyways...
Doggy.
Anyways, those are the covers.
Yeah.
Jesus, a long neck structure, but that's what happens when I'm here.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited for that Shattered Grid event.
I gotta read that Lionsgate graphic novel.
I still love the tagline for the event. No Ranger is safe with the lightning bolt cracked.
Ooh.
Cool.
It's like, oh shit, they're going all Infinity War on our ass. Shit. George Lucas is about to sue somebody. $5 to whoever who gets that reference, and then I'm going to need that $5 back to support the show.
My immediate thought went to Onslaught from Marvel vs. Capcom.
No one is safe.
No one.
Hide your kids, hide your wives.
No.
Because the Power Rangers are coming.
No. No!
Really?
Goodbye.
Guys, really?
Well, Gar just put his hat over the mic.
We'll see you on the... Proper cast pod.
Lane, you better tie pod.
No.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.